It's the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
99.9 KISW.
Lovely Jolene in for our drunk in charge, Ryan Castle, as today on Sit and Spin, we'll take a peek at the new, now that's what I call Power Ballads, Big 80 CD.
Thanks, Miles.
Coming up at 4:33 right here on these very airwaves. Our question, how did you break
Look what I found!
Woo! Slaughter's back! How did you break the family cycle or make them proud? 206-421-ROCK, 800-783-ROCK.
Hello, Sean in Port Orchard. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Well, congratulations, man. Good luck with that.
Yep.
Absolutely.
You know, when you hang out with those Marine recruiters, at one time we did weapons PT.
That was, Jesus.
That was the worst I've ever felt.
That's what I'm saying. It was ridiculous. They gave us these dummy M16s that you're supposed to carry around and you're going around the track. And I'm like, this is retarded. There's no way I would do this.
It's a difficult way to run, too, when you're holding the gun with both hands.
You know? Yeah, and they make you do it right. And then what the hell is that push-up thing? Roman, what the hell they call it?
Like, the four of us were all, like, leaning on each other. It's like a group push-up.
That's like your ankles all matched.
But we couldn't do it.
It was like a cheerleader pyramid push-up.
Yeah.
You know, God, like we all had to support the other person.
I think probably the four of us could do it, but the three of us, when we had Eric, there was no chance. Especially in my fat
ass. That's what it was.
Right, especially my fat ass.
That's what it
was. Right, there was no chance. Say, at this point, with Ben
300 pounds.
Right.
That's this guy, Eric. Okay.
I think now we might be. I'd rather have Ben on our side.
How did you break the family cycle or make them proud? 206-421-ROCK, 800-783-ROCK.
It's all his fault, Thrill.
Yeah.
Nothing to do that I couldn't do a push-up.
I hear you.
Yeah. Another 300-pound guy, a guy named Eric. Hello, Bobby. Welcome to the Men's Room.
How's it going, man?
All right.
Exactly.
Man. Well, good luck, brother.
All right, guys. Hey, man, I love listening to you guys, man.
Man, thanks a lot, bro.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
All right, bro.
See, that sucks.
Crushed disc, man.
Mm-hmm. You hurt your back like that, you're pretty well done. What are you laughing at?
Yeah, once again, if you weren't depressed, just keep listening to Miles because he's
right.
Really.
Boy, man, that sucks.
I'm just
I can't imagine a life like that.
No, it doesn't. I mean, you know.
I'm just shaking my head. It's like, look at that guy. Like, I mean, we're kidding around, but obviously, I mean, that's a tough, tough thing. And it's like,
it is a tough
and
thing.
It's been like, he went through it and he's like, well, what am I going to do? Like, I got to get on with it.
But you know what makes it worse is, like, you know, anyone in that situation, if you wake up in a hospital, they say you got a crushed disc in your back, you know what I mean? You're going to have to rehabilitate. Like, everything you don't want to hear. We get it. Nobody wants to wake up to that. That's one thing. But I'm a lazy son of a bitch anyway. This guy, it's the same accident that's not cool for anybody. And basically, you're preparing your future around actually being an extremely physical person. That's like 10 times worse. But see, he sounds happy. I'd be the guy crying in the parking lot.
I think, you know, a lot of things, though, in life, like, you know, we always look at, like, guys we put on, like, and say heroes. You know what I mean? Like, guys in the military. And I think, you know, I think a lot of times human nature, you don't know what you're capable of until you're in that spot. You know what I mean? Like, he probably, if we had told him years ago, you're going to get in a car accident, and he'd be like, I'm going to be super depressed. But then when the time came, he fought through it and just did it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Then there's other people who we will not name, who have called here routinely, crying about the exact same thing, till you want to reach to the phone and slap him and say, God damn, man, get over it.
Yeah, well, it's the same.
Get it together.
It's like, would you rather be Liam Neeson right now, or would you rather be Patrick Swayze's wife, who's been with him for 25 years, or Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson.
Exactly, because you didn't have to, like, it's not that both aren't tragic. Patrick Swayze is still walking this earth, but there's...
You're watching him die every
day. But you're watching him die every day, and you have been for however long
it's
been.
Since Dirty Dancing.
Now, I feel bad for the Liam Neeson family, obviously, with what happened, but I think that I would rather take the I'm out in a second than having to prolong
well, you gotta keep
a year
in mind, too.
Of... Yeah. You know what
he
I mean?
He was in Toronto filming a movie. His wife goes skiing, ends up crashing into the tree.
She didn't even do that. She just fell back.
And then you get the call that says, hey, man, your wife's in the hospital. It doesn't look good. We're about to basically unplug her ass because it looks like she's going brain dead. What makes it even worse is you crash, you hurt yourself. They offer you medical attention, but it's one of those deals like anybody, like falling off your balcony.
Right.
My head hurts, but I think I'm all right. So medical attention goes away. 45 minutes later, they come to check on her because it gets worse, and you realize that she's hemorrhaging on the inside. So basically, your brain swells, you go brain dead, and they didn't waste any time unplugging her. This was not Terry Schiavo at all. They said, look, man, we think she's brain dead. You know, and I don't know if they just poked her with a pencil or whatever the hell, but I mean, within an hour, they had that thing unplugged. It was like, God damn, man.
Done.
And then they did their funeral and all that kind of thing, and then I read today that yesterday, Liam has signed on to do the voice in an animated movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure he's distraught, but I'll give him credit for one thing. He's not missing a beat. I mean,
I guess you have
right,
to.
Right, he just went back into what he has to do. Right, Patrick Swayze's wife just has to be like, this is crap.
I mean, she sees him every day. I mean, I'm sure she's madly in love with him. She has been for 20-some years, and she's got to watch him go through his thing. And I would guess that it's hard to be happy. If Like, in other words, like, you realize what's going on, but you sit down with dinner and you're like, so, what's new with you? Well, you know, I'm just watching the watch here, man, you know.
Right, exactly.
Trying to figure out when my ear's going to fall off, you know. Right. I mean, that's terrible.